Welcome to the program. My name is Jesse Peterson. This is a two-part series today, and we're dealing with Black history. We're taking a look at the Black community to see have we made any progress at all. If so, how much? And if not, why? So we're dealing with Black history. If you missed last week, be sure to tune in or call up the station and say, play last week, because I want to catch up to what happened, because I can't remember everything that we talked about. But one thing that I realized is that the reason we're stuck in this mold that we're in is our unwillingness to forgive. And again, I want to say that BOND, and which I'm the president of, is Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And our purpose is to rebuild the Black community by rebuilding the Black man. We're dealing with every aspect of the Black man. Last week, can you come to the mic for a minute? Just go in front of the mic. Don't move it, please. Okay. Last week, we were talking about forgiveness. One of the things that I said is that the problem with us as Black people, we have not forgiven our enemies. And because we have not forgiven our enemy, 100 years later, we're still subject to our enemy, which most people call the white man. And you were saying that how can we forgive them, or why should we forgive them if they keep doing the same thing to us? Am I right about that?
Right. And I also want to use an example. Just say if I was a criminal and I would invade your household, Jesse, terrorize your family, at the same process, smack you in the head in front of your family.
Right.
Okay, you don't forgave me. So I say, oh, Jesse is a, you know, kind, loving man. Mm-hmm. I might as well go back and do this again and again, again, again. Now, are you going to continue to forgive me for coming in and terrorize your household and smack you on the side of your head?
Right. And so what do you think forgiveness means? When someone say forgive, what does that mean to you? Does it mean that you're weak, or what does it mean to you?
Forgiveness to me is a form of action. You can forgive by the action that you take.
What is the purpose of forgiveness? Why should we forgive?
Why should we forgive?
Yeah. Oh, you don't even feel that we should forgive, though, right?
Well, basically, I didn't put it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that if somebody had been doing something to you over and over and over and over again, okay,
right?
How can you keep forgiving them for doing it over and over again unless you have not woken up letting it happen to you?
I understand what you're saying. Let me say what I believe that Dr. King was speaking of and what I can see in my own life. See, forgiveness is a coat of armor or a protection for you, not for your enemy. It's for you. And what it is, if you notice, your enemy, whether it's your wife or your friend or your neighbor or Black or white, they always try to upset you so that you, first of all, they try to upset you so they can cause you to resent them. Because he knows that if he can get you to hate him, he has control of your soul, your true you. He can affect you. And so if he keeps coming back at you and coming back at you, his intention is to get you to resent him so that he can control you. And so the purpose of forgiveness is to keep you free from the enemy so that he won't control you. And I believe that if Black people had forgiven white people for what they was doing, they wouldn't have got to their soul, their true nature, their true self, and they would not have that control over us that they have today. That's why you have to forgive for your own self, not for your enemy.
It
doesn't mean that you're weak, because in forgiveness, it gives you a strength. It gives you a strength, and it also shows you how to deal with your enemy. You can be strong, you can be truthful, and you can overcome your enemy. It shows you how to deal with your enemy. But if you don't forgive your enemy, then you cannot see how to deal with him.
But this is how I forgive my enemy. I know my enemy. So I know exactly the practices that my enemy is going to perform. So if I see that it's a mixed practice and he don't know no better, yes, I can forgive him. But if I see if he is in the practice and he keep doing it and doing it again and he know better, I cannot forgive him once he know better. Because if you know better, you have to do better.
So you can't forgive him if you know better.
Are you married?
Are you married?
Yes.
Do you have to forgive your wife over and over and over and over again?
Yes, I do.
You do.
But
in forgiving her, isn't that the same as forgiving your enemy?
It all depends.
What do you mean?
It all depends. If it's not the same practice, But we've been having the same practice perform on us for hundreds of years.
And do you understand that's because we have not forgiven them? Because why would our enemy keep using the same thing over us and control us if it's not working for them?
Okay, you mentioned something, Jesse. You know, okay, now, you say about the praxis. Okay, the reason why we are in this condition because we had not forgiven them for performing a praxis on us.
Right.
I say we had. We've been whooped. We've been shackled down. Our women been raped. We forgave them now.
And so why are we still subject to them then?
Why are we still subject? Because they taught us everything that we know. They fed us. When they said we was quote-unquote free, we didn't have nowhere to go. So we went back to Mr. Charlie, wherever name he was, and they just controlled us from there.
Let me ask you this. You're a young man. You're pure young. You've never been a slave, right?
I've been once a slave.
Oh,
as far as
slave?
the mind go, because I didn't know better. Now, if I did not perform
Let me ask you this way. Have you ever lived as a slave?
Physically, as far as what you mean by that, because it's different definitions for the word slave.
What do you mean by slavery?
By slavery? Or slave, slave?
You don't mean by slave white folk controlling black folks?
By the mind. By what goes out in the media, we are being controlled.
You just lost me for a minute. I thought you were just saying that, well, they fed us, they taught us, they kept us on the plantation.
That's right.
Have you ever lived that way?
No, I never have.
Okay. So you've never been in slavery? You're a young man.
No,
How is it that they control you? What went wrong with you that they still had a control over you?
Education.
I mean, you have the opportunity.
Education and what had been taught to my parents and to their parents and to their parents before them.
So your
That's
parents
how
passed
you
it down to you?
Into slavery.
So they passed it down to you?
That's right, from generation to generation to generation.
And is it possible that they passed it down because they had that hate and they didn't forgive?
No,
so
they didn't know better.
So they taught you to hate too, right?
No, they didn't teach me to hate. They did not know better. So if they did not know better, they could not teach me what they did not know.
It's just I don't understand. So even though they didn't know better, they didn't taught it. They didn't teach you that. Is that right?
They didn't know better.
You said they didn't know better, but they teach you to hate.
They did not teach me to hate.
So how did you learn to hate?
I did not. How did I learn to hate?
Uh-huh.
Well, basically, I did not. I don't say I hate. I hate what had been done to us and the practice that had been done to us for years. But once I come to understand why they do that to us, it's not for me to hate them, because it is not going to never happen to me or my generation that I produce.
But it's already happening to you and your generation.
But it's up to me to stop it.
But how can you stop it?
It's stopping. My generation.
How can you stop it?
When I talk about my generation, I'm talking about my family that I'm producing. Just because my parents did not teach me certain things. It's just like Earl, I think we was talking about the Muslims. And I went down to listen to what they say. And then I hear my parents and they talked about it. And the one question I asked my parents, since you had so much to say about them, have you ever went down there and heard what they talked about? They said, no. Then I said, how can you tell me what kind of practice they perform if you never went down there?
I don't want to get too far away from the subject about hating the white man. Mm-hmm. So you have not forgiven the white man, is that right?
I have forgave them because I know them.
You're confusing me.
Because
you say you didn't forgive them.
I forgave them because I know. See, we had to know ourselves. Just like once I got to know myself, I start to know who they are. And then I start to know who I am.
So did you see yourself by looking at them? You see the same thing in you? Is that what you're saying?
Somewhat.
So what you see in them, you see in yourself?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. And so that's why you can't forgive them, because you see it in yourself?
No, I didn't say I could not forgive them. I know them now. So any action that I see they take, I know why they do that. It's their nature to do certain things.
Because that's what you do too.
Not necessarily. Not to the fully degree like they do it.
But you do it.
Yes.
And so why does it matter what degree? And so if you see in them the same thing that's in you, why can't you just say, well, I understand and forgive them and get your heels a clicking and be a free man?
Because what I see, what had been, the reason why it's in me, it had been taught from down the line, generation.
By your parents?
from my parents and their parents and their parents, always leading back to slavery. Yeah. It's been a practice performed. And just like we have been taught to hate our own self, that was a practice performed on us.
You were taught to hate yourself?
We were, as a people, was taught to hate our own self. Never listen to another black man that comes and give you something.
Who taught you that?
I mean, white man taught us that.
But who taught you that, though?
As a people.
Did your parents teach you that, though?
As far as what? The hate?
Uh-huh.
Yes. I mean, growing up in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, when I used to go to school, I mean, the darker you were, the more hated you was compared to a lighter one.
By black people.
Right. By your own people.
And do you realize that because we hate white folks, that what you put out come back on yourself? That you become what you become? And the reason that we can't live with ourselves because of the hate that you have for your enemy?
Not necessarily.
You don't realize that?
No, not necessarily.
Are you saying not necessarily? I don't realize that.
If you was underneath my control, I'm teaching you, you're going to do exactly what I taught you. Am I correct?
If I was under your control,
right, you're going to do. So take black people in general. We was underneath a control.
But you've never been underneath a control of the white man, right?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes. Oh, okay. Even going to their school system, you're underneath their control.
Oh, okay.
Through the school system. I mean, living environments. Certain things you eat, they put on TV for you to eat. It might not be good for you, but we've been practicing to eat it.
Do you, and then I'm coming right to you. Let me ask you. No, you can stand there, though. Don't move. Do you do wrong things to people?
Do I do wrong things?
Yeah, things to hurt other people.
No.
You don't? Have you ever done things to hurt other people?
I think at one time I have. Coming up, yes.
And did you want them to forgive you for that?
No, forgiveness wasn't ever in my mind.
Oh, it wasn't? You just didn't care how you hurt them or not?
Right. They had to do something to me in order for me to want to get back at them to do something to them.
And is that the right way to deal with it?
Yeah, defending myself. It's just like, for example, when I used to go to school, the guy used to beat me up every single day. One day, that had to stop. So I had to, one day, since I had to go by his house, I had to defend myself.
Okay. Thank you. Let me go to the next guy. Yes, sir. Oh, we're going to take a break. Yes, sir. Come to the mic. Are we going on break or are we taking the mic? Okay. What we're going to do, just wait there at the mic. We're going to take a break and I'll be right back.
It's electric. Bond, the brotherhood organization of a new destiny. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
You want to make a statement?
Yes. We were talking about forgiveness earlier. And right now, I have forgiveness for what was done in the past. I don't forget it. Whatever happened in the past, I keep it in my mind, and I use that to help give me strength and to go on with my life and to help make a better life for everybody, you know, in the world. But I don't think that we should waste time thinking about the past. We know what has happened. We know what to do not to let it happen again, and we can just go forward.
Well, let me ask you this then. You said that I forgive them, but I keep it in the back of my mind so that it can help me do what I have to do.
That's correct.
Okay, so, and then you said that I don't think that we should be thinking about the past because of whatever reason. So if it's helping you to do what you need to do because it's in the back of your mind, aren't you thinking about it?
Well, I'm not thinking about it all the time. I'm saying I don't think people should walk around saying, yeah, the white man did this, the white man did that. We know what happened in the past. Let's leave it at that. Let's go on forward.
So how do it help you by holding it in your mind? What did it do for you? When you say helped you, it helped you do what?
Well, it helps me get a feeling for what my ancestors went through and how hard they had to work and not getting paid anything. So it just helps me do my job and go to school and learn my life better.
And so when you think about what white people did to you, it gives you a feeling, and that feeling motivates you to do what you need to do?
Right. It's not that necessarily I focus on what the white person did. I focus on what my ancestors had to go through, being brought over on, you know, ships and being worked as slaves.
You know, one thing that I realized about forgiveness, and I had a lot of hate in my heart, too, not only for the white man, but for my fellow parents. And I noticed that when I truly forgave them, I also forget it. And at one point, I was going through a lot, man. I was going through hell, what you would call hell. All the conflict that you feel, the need for drugs, the need for validation, the need for sex, the inability to deal with white society. I had to deal with all that within myself. But I noticed that when I forgave my enemy, that I forgot about it too. And there's such a peace in your life within yourself that you would almost have to sit down and actually try to remember what happened to you, what your enemy used to do to you. Forgiveness take away remembrance of it as well. You would have to sit down and think about it. And if you, and I'm saying that to say that if you even remember it in the back of your head, you need to look to see, have you forgiven? Because you are free. See, the purpose of forgiving, and forgiving means to forget, it means to forgive before it even happened to you. The purpose of it is so that you can be free. And it frees you of everything about it. You don't think about it. You don't focus on it. And your motivation comes from love. It comes from forgiveness. You get another motivation from that. I appreciate what our ancestors went through. I understand what they went through. I don't have to have a feeling from it. I can just see what they went through to make the course for me. And I appreciate that. But I don't remember what their enemy did to them. I don't hate the enemy that, you know, messed them up. So when you truly forgive, you do forget.
Right, that's true. I have forgiven them. Like I said, there's a saying, they say, you don't know where you're going until you realize where you've been. And a lot of young people, all they know is what people say. There's a lot of black people or people who have not forgiven the white man, or have not forgiven white people, and they just tell the kids, all they hear, all they say is bad stuff. Oh yeah, the white man this, the white man that, without teaching them, hey, what's done is done. Let's move on, get an education so we can have our own shows like this, and so we can get into the mainstream. That's the thing, is right now the white people are the majority right now as far as the politics and in entertainment and everything. So let's forget about what's happened in the past and let's try to move up so we can be a part of that.
This is Black History Month. Are we worse off today or are we better today than 20 years ago?
I think that we're worse. I think we're better right now. I'm young. I haven't barely been around 20 years, but from what I can tell and what I remember and I read.
And when
read,
you say better, in
better.
What aspect?
I think that racism is still in effect, but it's slowly going down. I think that we have so many minorities in the United States that people can't focus around on. People can't say, oh, I hate black people, because you got Hispanics, you got Asians. So I think in that respect that it's getting a lot better. And also there's more opportunity for Afro-Americans as far as colleges and businesses. So I think we've been given a good chance, and that hopefully in the future, the next 20 years, things will get even better.
Do you remember Dr. King?
I think he died right when I was born.
Oh, I see. And so when you think of him, what do you think of?
I think of a leader who did a lot for black people. He helped them get a sense of being. He kept them together. And I think that was the main thing, is that people, no matter where Dr. King went, he always had thousands of people, 100,000 people in Washington. So I think that he brought a sense of unity, and I think that's what they needed at that time when we were going through so much.
Is a black man weak?
Black man is not weak. I think that he doesn't always use the talents or the gifts that God has given him. Sometimes.
Isn't that a weakness?
Yeah, that's a weakness. But weak, when I think of weak, I think of someone who is just ignorant and stupid and has no backbone. And I think a black man is very strong, but I think that he may use some of the gifts in the wrong way.
Okay, let me ask you this quick, and then I'll go to my next person. When you say we're very strong, how come we are overfilling the jails? Why is it that we're making babies and walking out? Why is it that we don't know how to deal with white America? Why is it that we don't know how to deal with our women? Why is it that we're not doing that if you say we're strong?
I think the reason for all those things is because we're worried about what the white man did. Instead of focusing on trying to make our life better, we have people out there selling drugs. They don't want to go, like the brother was saying earlier, about working at McDonald's, whatever. They don't want to do that. They want to go straight to the top. You have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's blacks, but it's all a lot of people. They want the quick, fast money. They don't want to work for it. Yeah. And I think that when you start off working for it, then, that's when you can get up there. Oprah Winfrey didn't start off on Channel 7 on ABC. She started at the bottom, and that's what we have to do.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to say, like we have kind of gotten off a track here. I mean, although this is Black History Month and a lot of stuff you said is real valid, But we haven't put enough emphasis. What I read very recently about a man by the name of Carter G. Woodson, and he was the man who originated Black History Month, and he was around about late 1800s, and he wrote a book by the name of The Miseducation of the Negro. And as some of the brothers were saying earlier, when they were in school, either they weren't taught Black History Month, there wasn't a Black History Month, there may be Brotherhood Week or something like that, and he actually was the one who originated it. And I've had, and a lot of people have never heard of this man, and I hadn't heard of it until I read about it about a week ago. And I believe that, that's a subject that needs to be talked about.
And when you read that about him, what did that do for you?
I mean, it gave me a much better understanding of what Black History Month is, because before I just thought, a couple of people got together and they said, well, a couple of, people high up in politics said, well, we've done so much to the Black people, I guess we'll give them this, right. So they quit crying and, quit being, getting mad at us.
And did that change your life in any way?
Yeah, it made me feel better about myself that it came from a Black man. And I believe he went to Harvard when, back in the late 1800s, and almost nobody, no Black men knew about Harvard or anything like that.
Were you feeling bad about yourself before that?
I wouldn't say bad. I just, it was very uplifting to read that.
Oh, but you wasn't feeling bad. It was, and I understand what you're saying. It is good when we hear and read things about Black people. Believe me, what I read about Black people, I'm very enlightened about it, and I'm glad to hear that. But I think that one of the misnomers that we're using in the Black community, we're given a false concept that if we be educated, if we learn about Black people, that's going to change the conflict that we have within ourselves, that's going to make us a better person, and it won't. That's the problem I have with it. We should hear about each other. We should be an example. I think that one of the problems now in the Black community is that we don't have men that are examples to the children. They're not examples to their children in the home, and when you look out in the community, they are not examples. So, yes, we need that. But it won't take away the conflict that you have in your heart. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And do you understand the way that the conflict leaves is not to hate your enemy?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Do you? Did you understand that before today or?
Yeah. I mean, it's always been prevalent in my mind about forgiving, for what has happened. I mean, in my heart, I don't fully forget. I forgive, what has happened to us. But
why not?
I believe that we must.
Why don't you fully forgive then?
Because it's just, it's until you, visualize, how truly bad it was and how truly bad we were done. We need to, I don't believe we should hate in any way. I do not believe we should hate them, but we should,
Should you halfway hate them?
No, not at all. We should just be so, like the brother said earlier, that we should be so encompassed with getting ourselves up that we shouldn't, really care about hating them or how we feel about them.
Yeah. And the way to do that is not to hate them. And when you stop hating, you can get on with life. But one thing that I can guarantee you is that if you hate anybody, any situation, anything that happened to you, you will not be able to get on with life. But if you do not hate, the Bible speaks of overcome evil with good. And all that it means is don't hate evil. Evil wants you to hate it. It wants to control you. And the evil works through people. People, you understand that, right?
Yeah.
And the first thing they want you to do is to hate them. And if you hate them, they have you. So if you can learn anything, and you're right, we should have Black examples. I agree. But just learn not to hate at all. Not part the way, not a little bit, but just don't hate at all. And you'll become a free man.
Thanks.
All right? Okay. Yes, sir. Real quickly, sir. Come on.
Yeah, I just had a question when we were just talking about hate and forgiveness. Just like, and this had to do with history. Okay, now when I watched the situation between the Jews and the Germans, now would you say like the Jews hate the Germans for what happened to them because they educate their people and they reminded people every year? Would you call that form of hate?
Yeah. One thing I want to tell you about hate, I can't really explain what the Jews do, but I do know some Jews that are not hate. One thing I want you to know, when you forgive your enemy, what God does, he shows you how to deal with life. He shows you how to deal with your enemy. He shows you how to overcome them. You begin to see doors that open for you to improve your own life as well as your family life and your community life. You're not weak because you forgive. Matter of fact, you become a real person. When you have hate in your heart, you're living a lie. You're not even who you think that you are. You are weak. But when you forgive, you become who you really should be. That's where your strength lies.
So the Jews hate the Jews.
I can't explain the Jews, but I'm telling you for yourself, if you want to be free, a free black man, you must forgive. And when you forgive, heaven and earth open up for you. Your whole way is clear. And believe me, you become strong. You're able to deal with things as they happen to you. And what you're going to find is that the world is going to start hating you for that strength that they see in you. They're going to hate you for love because you love instead of hating. Again, we out of time. This has been good. I really do appreciate you guys. I hope that you learned something from the show. Whether you agree or disagree, give me a call or write me and let me know what you think about the show. Again, Bond is rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. And if you want to overcome, love is the answer. Love conquer all. Not love that come from the world, not love that come from mama, but the love that come from God. Thank you.